Brian, we're just looking at a photo here of a presentation at Fielding and Platt. Can you describe this photo for us, please, and just tell us why the presentation is taking place?
Yeah, well, this is, as I've explained before, we needed funds for the kids' party, and we ran this 200 club draw, the first prize being a brand new mini, minor, whatever you call them in those days, car. And we got quite excited because we'd never, ever done anything so big as this before. And come the time of the draw, we're looking at this photograph now of an apprentice fitter called David Tucker, who was the lucky young man who came out and won the first prize. And this photograph shows him being presented with a cheque for £800 by the current Miss Gloucester at the time, whose name was Laura Lawrence. Obviously, we would have loved him to have taken the car, but okay, it was all within above board and within the rules. He decided that the money was more important. So yeah, it's a nice photograph, bringing back lots of memories of David receiving his cheque for 800 quid from Miss Gloucester. Brilliant, yeah.
And for those that aren't familiar with either the Fielding's parties for children or what a 200 club is, can you just explain what they are, please, and how they work?
Yeah, these clubs are probably still going to this day. The 200 means that you had 200 registered members of the club who used to contribute X amount of money per week, which would go for 12 months and accumulate quite a sum of money. And this would be used exclusively to finance the purchase of a Mini, which we would have got at trade price, obviously, by a local garage. And that money, what profit we made, if any, would then be ploughed into the Christmas party funds to enable us to make the party even better.
And how would you have spent that money for the children's Christmas party? What sort of things would you have bought with it?
Right. Our main expense on running the Christmas party was the entertainment. I think it's right, John, that Mrs. Jones, used to supply the food, didn't they?
Yes.
That was the management's contribution to the party. But as I say, on top of that, we always had professional. There was no messing about. We made sure that the kids had a real humding party. And we used to, I can remember quite a few of the acts. And one in particular was a local magician. His name is gone now. He used to always act out as an Apache chief with his feathered headdress and that, and his wife. I got to know him quite well, and he was good. In fact, he even went on to appear later on the who was the magician on television, bald-headed bloke. He ran a anyhow.
Who? David Nixon.
David Nixon. Thank John. Yeah, David Nixon used to have this weekly or monthly television program, and this bloke was deemed so good that he appeared on there, so you can tell. And another one that comes to mind, we had a person, I don't know whether he was a he or a she, I can't remember at the time, very attractive, I know, and his contribution or her contribution was to play music on any old piece of pipe or, you know, sanitary pipe or whatever, and that was absolutely good. And also, which I reckon was the highlight of the kids' party, was we used to get from the Rank Film Library professional, up-to-date comedy, you know, cartoon films, Tom and Jerry and Donald Duck and all that. And we used to run about three of those during the party prior to the other end. And the kids used to love that. Oh, they used to sing and laugh and joke to that. Yeah, so that was, and that cost a lot of money. It took a lot of money to organise a party, but we always got there.
Sounds like they would have had a wonderful time. And I remember when we spoke about the Christmas party last year, you said you bought some toys from a toy shop just by Spa Lights as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Samson Supplies, wasn't it, John? Which was over the road in Southgate Street, which was a wholesale toy warehouse. And, toward the end... You see, every year we used to send these invitations out, and we had a sheet of paper with the names of all the youngsters for a particular year. I think probably the age limit for the kids' party was probably about 10 or 11, I'm not sure, something like that. And every year, the members of the... We used to go over to Samson Supplies, who we got to know the management very well, obviously. And, we used to have a lovely couple of days going around choosing presents, toys and that, for a particular age group, making sure that the toys we picked were suitable for that age group. And I mean, that cost a lot of money, so you can well tell. There were hundreds of, even in those days, but they were always top quality, and the kids used to get those off Father Christmas, comma, or para Bill Boone. And, they used to love that. I used to enjoy that.
And you were just mentioning there that Bill Boone actually dressed up as Father Christmas and he handed out the toys.
Oh, Bill, he was, yeah. He, all the years that I was doing the Christmas party, and I don't, but Bill Boone was always there, Father Christmas. So nobody could say we had a false Father Christmas. He was genuine. And he used to love doing it. And he had a proper rapport with the kids, and he used to, every kid individually used to get their present from Bill. Yeah.
That's lovely. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for shedding light on this photo and the stories of Christmas that behind it. Brilliant.
That's my pleasure.